Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Runs here at the series.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
And a fly down the right field line. That one heading toward the stands. And that's going to be a fair ball. And that ball is gone. It's out of here. He tucked it in there. And he walks it off. Seydon Rafaela with a home run. And the Red Sox steal a win here.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Adrian Hopkins with it. There's McDavid.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody. How we doing?
What is happening?
Look who's back. He's back.
Hey, what did I miss? What's going on, fellas?
Well, you almost lost your job.
Bill Orme tried to Wally Pit me, huh? He's coming in here with all that Oregonian money, wearing his Oregonian hat. I don't know. Do I got beef with Bill Orme now?
I don't think you should.
He's trying to steal my job? You trying to take my gig, Bill Orme?
No.
You want problems, Bill?
I don't think he wants this lifestyle.
You want to know part of these hours on a regular basis.
Yeah, look, I think that's the quick realization for everybody of, holy crap, I don't want to do that every day. That would really suck.
Wait, I got to get up again.
Wait, what? Another day? And then another day? And then another day?
I was telling Nemec, I think Nemec learned yesterday, he took what he called a nap. It was 3 hours of sleeping. That's not a nap.
That's not a nap.
That's just going back to bed.
Some nights I only get 3 hours of sleep.
Right. I think they've both very learned quickly that that in itself on a consistent basis isn't for everybody.
No, it's not.
No. It's nice. It's nice to be off at 9.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a great perk.
It's that 4 a.m. alarm that's just like,
it's looming. It's like the noose at the end of every single day when you realize no matter what time it is, I'm going to have to wake up at 4 o'clock tomorrow, so I better get my ass to bed or I'm going to be miserable all week. And it's not fun. That's one of the hardest parts about being off, especially like doing what I was doing. I was moving, so, you know, I'm an idiot. But also at the same time, Teddy Ballgame wasn't with us for a couple of days, and me prior to this time slot, I'm a night owl. I've always been a night owl my entire life, up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning every night. Sleep, you know, wake up at 9 or 10 the next day. That's always been my clock. And so, not having the little guy, and then not on top of it having to wake up for work, you find yourself in those like regressing into those sleep habits, and you're like, oh crap, it's 12:45 at night. I should probably go to bed because in 2 days I'm gonna have to get back on a normal sleep schedule. This is not gonna work out for me.
Yeah, I also think I scared both of them away.
Good job, well done. Get him out of here, man. I want to keep my gig.
Yeah, Nemec was not ready for the start of that show yesterday.
Wasn't ready for the heat yesterday?
I'll just put it this way. We got into Nemec having incest with his sister.
Whoa.
Game of Thrones style.
And me being at his house.
Whoa.
Within a span of 10 minutes.
Whoa.
And I think it blew his brain.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nemec and his sister, huh?
She's got divorced.
Oh. So
he's got that going.
There's a whole backstory here that I'm just not putting together.
Well, okay, there is a backstory. It basically, so he comes in, he fills in yesterday, Orm for the 2 days prior. I was telling, like, I was surprised he was able to come in, and I was joking because around here, we have all of these part-timers applying for this noon to three gig, and it's like Game of Thrones. I'm surprised you're alive and you're able to do it. Just somebody would have poisoned you or shivved you or something.
It is absolute Thunderdome behind the scenes.
It really
right
is.
Now.
It's crazy.
I still think the Royal Rumble live on YouTube is the best idea to pick a Dusty Hara replacement.
I just don't think it's fair because Will Ortner is a thing. And so
they all team up on him. You eliminate him first. True. You take seven of those guys. Schulte, Harris, and Nimmick could get him out of the ring.
But I told them, him I was surprised, and somehow he's like, oh, I love Game of Thrones. And I'm like, really? He's like, I read the books. I was just
he went book nerd on you.
And I don't even know how we got into it, but the incest thing came up with the sister. And
hey, would you sleep with your sister?
He thought I was talking about him sleeping with his sister, and I'm like, no.
No, it was a metaphor. Yeah. It was, but, yeah. Okay.
You ever shoved a kid out of a high-story castle? You know? You ever doing any of that? No, I never done any of that?
Yeah. And then I told him I did a pop-in at your new house, and I think that creeped him all the way out.
You did. You pulled a pop-in on day one. Yeah. The timing of it was hilarious, too, because you got to wait all day for... Like, I love how I've already spent my monies out of my account, but I have to wait for the county to register when I can get the house that I've already paid for. Love that whole process.
So they take the money.
The money's gone.
The county's like, not quite yours.
Not quite yours yet. We got to register
it. It takes 3 days to process the deed.
So I'm just like sitting around on Friday waiting for when it's going to get in. And our realtor has the keys. I'm like, can you just give us the keys? Like, I already paid for the damn house. It's my house. What are we waiting for? It's just stupid. So we ended up waiting around most, like, half the day on Friday until we could finally get in. I literally pull into the driveway. I'm unloading like the first couple of boxes into my house. I don't even think we've unlocked the door yet. Like literally the house hasn't even been opened yet. And all of a sudden somebody walks up behind me who I think is a neighbor coming to say, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. And I'm like, hey, and I turn around and it's Sprague. He's holding a steak
with big gulps.
I was like, what the hell are you? First off, how did you even figure out the address? What are you doing here? He's got sources.
I got sources.
I want to know who told you. It was Cash, wasn't it? Cash told you, didn't he? I think it was.
I didn't talk to anybody.
I'm gonna figure this out. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
I'm on Redfin a lot.
Checking those houses.
Yeah, we know that.
This one has been sold
the
in the
Redfin
last week.
Stalker.
This one's pending.
That's your headline. That's your nickname. The Redfin Stalker.
Cleveland High School grad brought
this
right. one.
Oh, okay, I know this guy. He's a legend. He's back in the neighborhood now, waiting to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. So, yeah, I haven't eaten the steak yet, so I appreciate the housewarming
gift.
You
haven't eaten it?
No. I mean, first couple of days, I'm not doing any cooking.
Is it in the fridge?
It's in the fridge. We're in the fridge. We're good. But don't worry about it. It's going on the grill tomorrow.
What day did I stop at your house?
That was last Friday.
Dude.
It'll be all right.
It's Thursday. I don't think it's good anymore.
Dude, it's fine. We'll be okay. All right. You know I got a low barometer for healthy food.
All right. I'm thinking about your wife and your kid.
I'll eat the older steak. I already added another steak to put on top of your steak, so I got two steaks now.
I figured you'd have a celebratory steak.
Yeah, at some point I will. Yeah. Likely tomorrow.
But
on
I didn't
Friday.
Know what to get you. I couldn't show up without something. It's a new house. And I'm like, I'm going to go It's a Wonderful Life. I'm going to bring salt and bread and have all these metaphors, but like really it's a meal.
Now the family's got some food on the table.
You know,
right out of the gate.
That'd be the easiest
I mean, it
thing.
Takes like 3 days in order just to get to a point where you could even feel like cooking because you're just doing stuff nonstop, you know.
Have you unpacked?
You know, we're doing okay. We're doing all right. I think the older I've gotten, the more I've realized that with age, my stubbornness grows and my cheapness grows. And so I'm like, one, I don't want to pay for movers, which is dumb. And two, I could do this. It won't be that bad. I can handle this. And then you get in the middle of it and you're like, why did I choose to do this? This is the worst decision I've ever made. But most of the house is...
So all the big furniture...
Everything's in the house. All the furniture is set up, like kitchen, bedrooms, living room.
Nursery.
Teddy's room's good to go. Like all of that stuff's good. We just have like a bonus room that looks like a bomb went off in it where everything's like, let's just throw everything
in
there.
Yeah, we'll put it up there and deal with it later.
And then get to it at some point. And so who knows how long that will actually take to get through. But
now is the bonus room for Teddy or is the bonus room for Daddy?
No, the bonus room will be for Teddy. I got a little outdoor addition man cave situation.
Oh, okay.
And don't you worry, that's fully set up.
Okay,
we watched second period of the hockey game last night out there.
Can I just interrupt real quick? I think there was an element that he didn't like that I just did a pop in because it was like, oh, what are you doing here? It's like, oh, this is weird.
You're just checking in. What's up?
When we toured the house, because I showed up right as he had gotten there with his mom, and was that your realtor?
That was my realtor, yeah.
That's your realtor, okay.
Shout out to Lily, she was great.
Also, really good friends with realtor, I guess. They're going to go to parks, and they're going to have coffees.
Sure, why not?
He's best friends now.
We're homies.
But it was
funny.
She
wants to sell that in 5 years.
When are we fixing this up and flipping it, huh? I want to flip this thing in a couple of years?
When we toured the house, I just, and maybe I was half paying attention, because like when I go in these houses or I Redfin a house, I'm always like, what would I do with this room?
What would I put in
here? How would I set this up?
Yeah.
I just kept hearing it wrong. Every room we went into, there's a back, like, man cave ADU unit in the backyard, which is cool.
Yeah.
Every area I felt like we went into, I heard, That's Teddy's play area. That's Teddy's play area. I'm like, this kid's got the whole damn house.
Guy, where's daddy's space? Huh? I got no room over here.
I walked in that ADU. I'm like, this is kind of a sick man cave situation you could do. And I feel like, nope, Teddy's play area. And
he's
I'm like,
play
he's
over
getting
here.
This whole outdoor unit.
Look, it's a man cave. He's technically a boy, not quite a man yet. So we can share that bad boy. So I broke it up in half. Half of the room, we already got a basketball hoop set up.
Half ball pit, half man cave.
Exactly. And then we can close the door and let him run around and go crazy in there. I can recline on a leather couch and turn a ball game on, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a win-win for all parties.
You got all
involved.
the gym padded walls up there.
Yeah, like we got the padded floor stuff down. He can't fall and hurt himself. I got a hockey goal coming tomorrow because he's really into hockey right now, so I bought him a little toddler
hockey.
He loves him some hockey.
Really?
I got a signed stick from the team this year. They gave it to me.
And got a wicked slapper.
A wicked slapper, and every time I take it out, he points to it and attempts to say the word hockey, which is maybe the cutest thing on the planet when he tries to say
what does it sound like?
Hockey. It's like kind of you just get the hawk in there, and then there's not really the end of the word, but he knows what he's talking about. And then we were watching the game last night, and I'm like, hey, where's the hockey? He's pointing at the TV. I'm like, yes, this is happening. It's starting. I'm so happy right now. But all he wants to do is hold that big hockey stick, and it's a little too big for him, and it's going to cause some problems. So I bought little hockey sticks.
You and the wife kill each other in the process of moving?
I came close a couple times. Divorce papers were filed maybe 3 times in the last 5 days.
Go there, Andy.
I do love how different our brains work because I'm more of like, what do I need to get done in order to live? Like, I want to move in. You buy a house, it's always weird because the first couple of nights don't feel like you're home, but I'm still ready to like get in and get started.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do we need to do to function in this house?
Right.
I need to have bed set up. Yep. I need to have my clothes out.
I need my bathroom stuff.
I need my bathroom ready to go. Got to have a TV because we're going to want to take breaks. That's got to be hooked up. Mm-hmm. Kitchen stuff. We're going to need to eat. Like, let's get rid of the big picture items. Let's take care of them. Decorations can follow afterwards. We don't need to do those quite yet.
I don't care about the lampshade and the
extra
bedroom.
Don't quite care about where that lamp goes. That doesn't. The lamp could go anywhere. That doesn't affect my life at all. You can put it wherever you want. And then it's like all of a sudden random big picture conversations of like, you know, someday we could blow this wall out. We could do this. I'm like, babe, let's get the bed. Let's get the bed set up, okay? Let's check one box. Let's get the bed set up. So I got a place to sleep tonight. And then we'll talk about blowing that wall out.
I love that you still probably have to do a code to get a key. And she's like, what if we take this wall
out? What if we do an addition back here? We can make this whole room bigger. And it's a whole new space. I'm like, yeah, that would be great. We'll tackle that down the road.
Look, I you know me. I like awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know if I crossed a line by doing the pop-in.
There's no line crossed. You're fine.
But what I will say is you motivated me.
What's the motivation?
So your backyard is nice slash a little bit of a disaster.
Yes.
You got some yard work to do.
It's going to be a big project.
But it's a cool, intimate, you know, private backyard in Portland. And what I noticed was a screen. You've got a projector screen.
Yeah, they left the projector screen back there.
And it's really cool how they set it up. Looks like it's attached to trees.
Yeah.
I won't be able to do that, but I think you've motivated me to create a fire pit and put a projector screen set up.
Two pretty cool things to have.
Because I have a projector.
You sit out there, you get a fire going in the summer, kids got a movie night on a Saturday, it's wonderful.
And so summer's about here for my kiddos, and we're making summer goals as a family to stay locked in.
That's a solid goal right there.
And one of mine is to do a fire pit, so I got to go home today, and I got to watch videos of how to prop... Like, I want my fire pit to be...
You want, like, a badass fire pit?
I don't want to just dig a hole and then add a little rock. Like, do I put some sand? Like, I want it firm.
Mm.
I want the rocks to be the perfect size.
Yeah.
You know, I want a nice stone pit that I want to build.
Sure.
And then I got to get some posts or some sort to put in the ground.
Hang
so
that
I
bitch.
Can put a projector screen on there. Yeah.
Well, the ironic part about all this is I'm taking the fire pit out. The fire pit's on the way out.
Why?
Yeah, I don't, because I'm not going to use it that often.
Ah, dude.
I feel like a full yard is going to be much more used than a fire pit.
What are you going to use for the full yard?
Yeah, just run around. Let the dog run. Let the kid run.
You gotta,
get some balls out there.
Behind your house.
That is true. There is a park close by. Here's my thing with fire pits. The idea of a fire pit is great.
It is.
How often will you actually go through the process of building? Because this isn't like I'm hooked up to natural gas and I turn a button on and I get a fire.
Right.
This is like I'm making the fire.
Yes.
There's wood there. You got to make the fire.
It's all cast away.
It's all like, it's here we go. It's a big process to get that fire started. And then once you get it started, you're basically committed to it for a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
Because I'm not making that fire and then being like 30 minutes later, all right, let's go inside. You're out there. And so it's a commitment to a full night. And I don't know how often I'm actually going to use it.
So it's random nights in June, right? That we get nice days. And then July basically till September.
Yeah.
is fire pit season for us.
We don't have a big fire pit season window.
But I also don't want a backyard anymore. My grass is terrible. Yeah. And so I'm just taking out, and I just want like a big area because we have hammocks. So enough space for hammocks and chairs and, you know, maybe put some posts in the ground and put lights, you know, just a backyard hang.
You want a hang spot.
Yeah, because my dog doesn't use the backyard.
Sure, he's not pooping and peeing in that backyard. No, you've got a Kim Jong-un dog. No poop, no pee.
No poop, no pee.
He holds it all at all times.
Only in certain areas, all right? Damn dog.
Hold that thing.
It's nice to have you back, though.
Hey, it's good to be back.
I was surprised you came back.
I'm a little miserable right now, you know. First day when waking up when you got the commute in a new house, always a little weird. You get up in the morning, everybody else is sleeping, you're trying to figure out where's the noise going to come from? Am I going to wake anybody up? They're all new little, you know, quirks that I'm learning.
You got an older house, too.
It's so an older house.
You don't know how she breathes.
You know, it's a little, I can't wait to get the smell going, though, because every house you buy has a distinct smell. Not bad, but it's not your brew, and I need to get my brew in there.
Okay, well, it's good to have you back. We'll get your brew going back in the studio.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Ben Golliver's going to join us. We booked Ben Golliver. For 7:30, he is in Oklahoma. He drove from Indiana to Oklahoma.
How long is that drive?
It took him 5 days, but Ben is
a sightseer.
He's a sightseer.
Yeah.
So he took a long. He almost got caught in a tornado.
Oh.
He had to take shelter in Joplin, Missouri.
Holy hell!
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram, so he documents all this stuff. We'll talk to him about that journey.
Okay.
He visited Abe Lincoln's old house.
That's pretty cool. That'd be a cool thing to go see.
No, it's actually overrated.
Overrated, really?
A wood cabin.
Yeah. This is where he started, man.
Talk about a brew. That thing must have stank back in the day.
How's that thing still standing all these years later?
So we'll talk to Ben Golliver at the NBA Finals, which tip off tonight. It's a loaded show. We got the Magic Hat to get into, but let's start in a happy place. We'll start with a happy place next on The Fan.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast, chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenny Albert on the call last night. Game one of the Cup Finals rematch from last year. And it's a doozy. Within the first minute of the game, the Oilers score.
Right out of the gate in front of their home crowd.
The player everybody knows, Leon Draisaitl.
Leon Draisaitl.
Just an absolute unit of a player.
He is a very good hockey player. He
scored is. Scored at the start of this thing, and then Florida instantly answers twice. They went up 3-1.
They did.
In the second period. Felt like a little uh-oh. But the Oilers probably have the two best players in this series in McDavid and Draisaitl.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in saying that?
Probably. I mean, Tkachuk is an absolute stud for Florida. Bennett nearly had a hat trick.
Offensive skilled players.
Yeah. The offensive skill on Edmonton is what has always set them apart, and those two guys lead the charge.
And game goes to overtime. It's almost done in overtime. There's a power play. I didn't know that rule about the whole puck over the wall behind the line.
Yeah, you can't toss it out from your own defensive zone,
man. If it goes, it's not deflected, doesn't skip off the glass. If it goes straight over the glass.
Yeah, I had no idea. They're blowing a whistle. They're cheering. I'm like, what's happening? And then they're like, it's a power play.
Everybody's pointing up. Like, why is everybody pointing up? Why is everybody pointing up?
I had no idea. I thought, they're taking the pucks up in the air. That's all they were doing.
Well, you got to think about it, right? Like, if you're under like a heavy storm in your defensive zone, they don't want you just to be able to, I'm going to flip it over the boards and we'll get a face-off here. There's got to be a penalty for that.
Equivalent of intentional grounding in the NFL.
Yes.
Okay.
If the sack's coming
and you throw the ball,
you just can't throw it in the dirt to nobody.
It's got to be. You got to throw it to an intended wide receiver.
When you have intentional grounding in the NFL, do they take a guy off the field disadvantage?
That would be awesome if they did, dude. 11 versus 10 for a play.
You have to lose an offense. You only get four offensive linemen on the next play.
What's the position?
Wide receiver screen on one. Ready to go.
What's the position you have to lose on intentional grounding if you went to hockey?
I think you should be able to choose. I think you should be able to choose what position you take off the field.
So, like, everybody would just go no running back.
You go no running back.
Yeah, because you just go shotgun.
Give me four wide receivers, five offensive linemen.
But you're blitzing going too because there's nobody to pick up the blitz.
That's true.
You got to get rid of that ball quick.
You're going 2 solid minutes with no running back would be
tough. I think you go the next series. So until you get the next first down.
Okay. All right, I like that we're adding intentional grounding.
Caveats to the rules. Let's make it a little more complicated.
We need to make more sports like hockey.
Why did we... So, quick question.
Yeah.
Because I have a takeaway from yesterday. Why do they even do a power play clock countdown if it's more than the game clock.
It'll carry over. It carries over to
no
the next
kidding.
Period.
Yeah. Boy, I'm learning so much about
welcome
that sport.
To the wonderful world of hockey, branded. Dude. It's a phenomenal sport.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
like,
it doesn't end at the end of the period. So if there's what was there, a minute 37 or whatever
something
on the
like
clock,
that.
It always so yeah. if you don't score on that minute 37, you got 23 seconds.
It happened
to start
in regulation. At the end of the second to the start
Florida
of the third, I think.
Had a power play yeah. and it carried over to the third.
It's like 2009 cell phone minutes. You don't use yeah. them all. They roll right,
rolls right
over.
Damn
right they do. They're not taking those minutes away. You earn those minutes, buddy.
So here is a takeaway I had, and I know this is not very hockey for you hockey nerds, but I watched this match, this game. It is, by definition, the most perfect sport that you could possibly create for an overtime.
It's not even close. Not even a debate.
Format in sport, it is, it's not close.
No.
Because baseball, I always thought baseball and extra innings, like, look, baseball is baseball, right? But if you're to say what is the most perfect extra anything sport, it wouldn't be baseball because it's like, well, the first team scores, the other team gets a chance to match.
Yes. Yes.
Basketball, it's not quite long enough.
No.
It's not a full quarter of the
soccer
sport.
And it's a slow build yeah. to the end of it.
It is
it's
a slow
like
build.
The first 2-3 minutes are just like a normal quarter of basketball.
Right.
The game couldn't be over.
Yeah,
at any
soccer
point.
Got rid of the golden goal. They used to have it like that, where if you went into overtime, like after 90 minutes and you were in like a knockout, like the World Cup or something.
Right.
They used to, if you scored in overtime, that was it. And they got rid of that like a decade
that
ago.
That should be the way it's done.
Football,
that's the way to end it.
Football in college or pros doesn't know what they're doing.
No.
No. College football is the dumbest overtime rule in existence now, and the NFL is just normal football. There's nothing different about it.
The NFL didn't know what they wanted to do for a long time.
You score, and then the game's over, but not right. anymore. Now, if you score, the other team can score, but only if it's a field goal. But now, even if it's a touchdown, you can still score if the other yeah. team scores.
Even tennis, I've been watching a little Roland Garros.
Ooh, look at you.
The tiebreaker?
Yeah, like, well, I'd even just go to deuce.
Yeah.
Give me a deuce.
Deuce is kind of stupid. Add.
Or deuce
what does that
is wild.
Mean? You have to score again.
Why?
But I thought I won deuce.
Ah, you got to win by two.
I know. That's why they call it deuce.
You got to deuce it up.
But it's just like, why do you need to do that?
Why didn't you deuce it, man?
You don't hit a shot down the line and they're like, 15, love. But you got to do it again to get 15. It's like they don't even know what.
Now just, we're back to square one.
It really is a perfect sport yep. for overtime.
And they don't take TV commercials in the overtime period.
No, it's just constant.
There's
just
one break after up, halfway through the 20 minutes and they scrape the ice and that's
somebody
it.
Has a famous tweet that's basically like, you know, you could have a good time by snorting a bunch of cocaine and riding a motorcycle without a helmet, or you could watch overtime hockey. And it feels like the equivalent of that. Like you just sit there, you're on the edge of your seat the entire time. You can't leave the screen. And you never know when it's going to end. You yep. never know when it's. And sometimes you watch an overtime game to that level, and it's the most random bounce, break,
some
deflection.
Quirky.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Don't even see it coming. Like, sometimes it kind of sets up. Like, last night's goal, the way McDavid set up that play, you're like, ooh, they got a chance here. And then Draisaitl scored it. But a lot of times it's just a random run-of-the-mill. That was a weird bounce, and the game is over. See you later. That's the way it ends.
Yeah, I would say in hockey, I can't describe the feeling, but like even me who doesn't really watch hockey, when McDavid has the puck where he has it, you are kind of like,
and then the game's over.
You can feel kind of that build.
Nobody messes with the Jesus, man.
The other takeaway I had, I'm just kind of stomping all over your hockey segment, so
that's
I'm
okay.
sorry.
Blue line,
okay.
You are Blue Line Brandon.
No, we're welcoming you in.
I mean, I picked
Big
the Panthers
Ten.
To win the series. I picked the Oilers yesterday to win the game.
Look at you.
The goalie that you told me about on the broadcast, the Ranger guy, what's his name?
Henrik Lundqvist.
I can't watch that show.
He's too attractive?
Dude.
Yeah, he's good looking.
Nobody
dude.
Should just, be that good looking.
You kind of just stare
unless
at
you're
him.
In the
he's
movies.
A Swedish stallion, dude.
You just kind of stare at him yeah. the whole time. Yeah. You're like,
it's intimidating.
What did Gretzky say?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Nothing of note because he never really says anything of note.
He's got amazing hair.
You just stare into his eyes the entire time.
Jawline's yeah. perfect.
And then there's Paul Bissonnette with his mustache doing a Barstool podcast, cussing yeah. up a storm, and you're like, this is such a weird day as a people.
Are
we're
you,
all over the
are
map.
Are you flipping the channel when the wife comes in if it's on Lundqvist? Just flipping it real quick. It's like, don't look at that.
No, that might be a mutual hall pass for
oh.
both of us.
Whoa,
come on in, buddy.
Henrik, what's happening, buddy?
I'll sit over there. I'm kind of curious.
You got to go Jerry Falwell? You want to see what he's got working?
I at this point, I'm going to assume it's Hogg.
This guy's what a blessed. Disappointment to look that way and then not have one. That would be a big bummer
It'd be like
him.
The buff guy in Grown Ups.
Absolutely.
Super good looking.
I'm from Saskatoon. I have a little ween. Don't pull that. Please don't pull that. That's not, don't do that. You know what? I'm going to give you one hockey note from last night.
Please pull that. Please.
First off, that was an incredible game. It was awesome. It looked like the Oilers were dead. They dominated the third. They couldn't do anything offensively in the second period. They dominated, I thought they dominated the entire overtime. I thought there were so many chances. You're like, how did that? You're just yelling. How does that not go in? Multiple times. Florida kept icing the puck. They couldn't really get it in the offensive zone. The story for them, and it's a guy that we've all made fun of because Blue Line Brandon knows, Stuart Skinner was a problem for them. And he is now riding a bit of a heater in the playoffs.
Good goaltending last night despite
the first two goals he gave up, the first one Bennett gets tripped in the crease and it's just a deflected puck and you're like, that's a brutal break. The next one I thought was a bad defensive rotation. Marchand was wide open and had an open net. That wasn't really his fault. And then the last one was Sam Bennett making an incredible individual play. None of those are bad goals to give up. He made massive saves in the third period, massive saves in overtime, and then all of a sudden their offense takes over. So that was a big note for me of if he plays that way, they got a great chance to win the series. It's just a question of can he keep it up.
How is Gretzky perceived up north?
I mean, I still think he's the great one, but
he's still the great one. Yeah.
I think after the 51st state stuff, his political affiliation
is kind of weird.
Maybe
for
rub
them?
Some people the wrong way.
Okay.
I would imagine
because he's also an Oiler.
A lot of Canadians didn't think that was very funny, and
no.
he's a supporter of that. Yeah. And so I imagine there's some conflicting interests there.
Okay, game 7 overtime with Canada's streak on the line is kind of what we need
in Edmonton.
Yeah,
last time we had did Bruins and Canucks go OT in game 7?
No, the Bruins kicked the crap out of them.
They kicked the crap out of them. That was the last time a Canada team, I believe, hosted a Game 7, though, yeah. Right? Because last year, Game 7 was in Florida, and then Vancouver burned their city
down.
So things will end well. I did chuckle at all the crowd shots of the Oiler fans outside. Not a single one of any sort of watch party for the Panthers. And I know that they don't always do that, but they're like, here's 30,000 people outside of the stadium watching the game, living and dying with every moment, and people are on a beach in South Beach like, oh, our hockey team's playing tonight.
It's a nice little start for your sport.
It was great.
It's a good start.
Stanley Cup Final is going to be awesome.
I hope my sport can live up to that because that's a high bar, man.
We got a Jesus in our final. You don't have a Jesus in your final.
No.
Maybe you do, but we'll find out tonight.
We will find out tonight. We'll get to that as well. The Canadian in basketball. He has his opportunity now to break the streak for Canada.
Could be a hell of a run for Canadians here in the next couple of weeks.
It really could be. The Magic Hat is next on The Fan.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. It is magic hat time. We need to get, you know what we could do, Swag, sometime? I just thought about this. We could take like maybe a blurb from the Monus Open to carry over for the 45 segment because usually there's enough magic for the half hour.
We double hat.
Right. Yeah, we double hat.
It's not a one hat segment.
Maybe like a shorter abbreviated like it's magic hat or something.
I'll see if I can carve out.
Yeah, what we can do there.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
I kind of did a version. I did slight little versions of the magic hat with Orm.
Ah, did you? Little bullet points, little, hey, what's going on? Let's get your thoughts on this.
He is a psycho, by the way.
Bill Orme is a psycho,
Dude.
What are we psychotic about?
He loves black licorice.
That's weird.
And I mean...
That's psychotic.
Dusty went and bought some for him because he heard it.
Sure.
He literally opened it, ate like three of them things quick.
That's weird. I have questions now.
I did too.
Who likes black licorice?
He loves black licorice ice cream.
Oh, God. Ugh. Oh, that sounds horrible.
He's kind of a psycho.
That's psychotic. Yeah. I'm questioning everything about you.
All right. What we got in the Magic Hat today?
All right. First Swigard. Up in the Magic Hat, we will go, what's next?
What is next? I read a story that Joe Dumars is in New Orleans having fancy schmancy dinners with old Zion Williamson. And reportedly, they've had deep and real honest conversations. Because they're going to move forward with Zion as a Pelican because, he can't be traded.
No, at this point,
he's
going
to be available to play.
He can't trade. Is he going to get suspended? Is he going to go to jail? What's going to happen here?
I have no idea what's going to happen. They seem, it's all the noise sounds
there was
like.
There an awful lot of accusations in that lawsuit.
There was, but there's a lot of noise that they feel like the confident side.
When you're about to get freaky at night, you think about it.
I don't even think that's freaky. I think based on her allegations, it's not wanted.
Some people would call it a crime, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's not. That's the weird thing about these lawsuits is they're not. There's not criminal.
No, it's a personal lawsuit or civil suit.
Civil suit.
I find it odd.
The whole thing is
many years after the fact.
The whole thing is weird.
Anyways, what is next for him? He has been what I would categorize as an absolute bust.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good player when he plays.
He's unbelievable when he's on the floor. His numbers per game are insane.
But I think he's only played 200 some odd games in his career.
Yeah, it's not great, Bob.
Is this year five or five?
Ooh, good question.
He missed an entire year, did he not? So technically, it should be. So he has been in the. He has played five seasons in the NBA.
So he's going into year six.
He's going into year six.
So that's 410 possible regular season games.
He's played like
barely over 200.
Yeah,
barely over 200 games.
He's available.
And his numbers in those 200 games were 25 points, almost 7 rebounds, and 5 assists a game.
What's next for this dude? Is this dude just going to be this his whole career?
At this point,
this lawsuit goes his way.
I mean, clearly there's off-the-court stuff going on, whether I don't know the truth behind all of this, and we'll see how the lawsuit plays out. Let's not act like this is the first time he's had an off-the-court thing where you're like, dude, what are we doing here?
Right.
Is this the best decision to be making early in your NBA career?
He loves beignets and sex. We've established that.
He loves him some women down there in New Orleans. He can't stay in shape. He can't stay healthy. And I think the longer you go with this being the trend, he unfortunately is sticking out like a sore thumb of the category that we will revisit in 10 years of the athletes who didn't live up to their potential for whatever reason, the woulda, coulda, shoulda guys, the member of the 30 for 30, the best that never was, the Marcus Dupree story. He is slowly trending in that direction. I mean, the crazy thing about it, he's been in the NBA for 5 years. He's going into year six. You know how old Zion is?
Is he 25?
He's 24.
Yeah.
He's 24 years old.
He
seems like a grizzled vet at this point.
He was
after
18
all the injuries
when he got drafted, right?
Yes, he was 18 years old. Now, he turns 25 this summer, just after the 4th of July, but still, after his fifth season in the NBA, he's only 24 years old. But I don't know how this. I'm somebody who's advocated in the past of trading for him. That's before a lot of this off the court stuff continued to mount up against him, because the idea and the potential will always be there with Zion when he's healthy. He's a dominant player. He's trending in that direction, unfortunately, and it sucks.
One more swag art before we go to break here.
All right.
Out of the Magic Hat.
Out of the Magic Hat.
What do we got?
Come on, fingers work. Do kids believe in this like us?
Swag might not be in this, but I included swag. This might be an us thing, okay?
What do we believe in?
Once upon a time, Dirt and I played a video game called John Madden. And every time an athlete was on the cover of said video game,
I do know about the curse.
There was a real run of injuries that happened to said athlete, and the curse of the Madden curse, became
Madden
a thing. My question is, because Saquon Barkley jumping over
Eagles
backwards,
fans nervous.
Well, it's not so much even Eagles fans. It's like I see the instant yesterday. Oh, Barkley's on the cover. Donovan McNabb says the curse is not real. I think people, Dirt and I's age and older, playing that game growing up, I think it became a thing in our minds of
now,
the curse.
There's somebody a few years ago that we think kind of broke it. I can't remember who it was. If it was Lamar or if it was...
I think it was Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lamar.
I think McCaffrey was on it and then he got hurt the next year. if but I'm
Lamar
not
was, he didn't win the so the here I got the, okay. These are your last 10 cover athletes. So last year it was McCaffrey. That didn't work out well.
Right.
For him.
So there's one curse. Check.
Year before that was Josh Allen. No. He was good. He threw 18 a career high 18 interceptions the year he was on the cover though. So you got okay. that. Year before that was Mahomes and Brady. They did the dumb dual cover.
Thing, yeah.
The old goat in the new goat. Yeah. Let's get the old in the new. I think they were both fine. Year before that was Lamar. That was coming off his 2019 MVP season. He was good. He wasn't quite at MVP level the next year, but very good. Mm-hmm. Mahomes again in 20, and then you go Antonio Brown, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Odell Beckham, and Richard Sherman evidently was on the cover of Madden 15.
That is wild to have a DB on there. So the
it's
curse,
a mixed bag. It's
a hit and miss. But what I'm asking is, do kids that play that game now, like my nephew turned 16 yesterday, is that age of kid...
I don't think so. I feel like the curse largely comes from prior to this 10-year run. I feel like there was a run there.
It's like the 2000s.
Yeah, where it's like every year either the player flopped or got injured the next season. Every time you were on the cover, it was a bad sign. The other one that I connect in my mind to that I don't think people ever will because they don't buy magazines first off.
Right.
Was the Sports Illustrated. Being number one in Sports Illustrated preseason was always a thing you never wanted your team to be, and Oregon State had it, unfortunately, 1 year.
So I don't want to be the old guy in saying this, but I am going to be the old guy. It feels like that this age of kids, they're gonna miss a lot of this kind of fun sportsy stuff because they don't watch sports.
No,
unless their parents make them watch sports, they don't watch sports.
No, you're
they're
just
not even interested
TikTok.
In it.
You see the Saquon Barkley highlight on TikTok, and that's how you're like, oh my god, he jumped over a guy. That's awesome. He's on the cover.
They're not sitting down and going, did you see him in the Ram game run in the snow? How remarkable that was.
I did see people complaining. So they did the behind the scenes of how they filmed that cover, and he is on the cover this year. And he's doing the backwards jump over the guy, and he was connected to a harness. And people are like, oh, what a bummer. Like,
How do we not have the licensing to just freeze frame the actual jump and put it on the cover?
I don't know. And the other funny thing was they didn't want another helmet to be on the cover of him jumping over a guy, even though it happened in an NFL game, instead of just taking that picture and using it.
It's an underrated, crazy-ass play we all watch.
Also, if you're going to try and not have a curse with your cover, maybe we don't make a guy jump over another human being backwards without some sort of harness attached to him in the offseason. Maybe not the best idea.
Just something I think kids are really going to miss out on growing up.
You got to be a little stitious. You never wanted your guy to be on the cover of Madden for that reason back in the day.
They play sports. They don't watch sports.
No, they don't. It's the weirdest thing.
It's kind of sad, actually.
It is depressing.
More Magic Hat. We'll get to it next on The Fan.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, there we go. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I love that right there. Quick, to the point, more Magic Hat. Let's dive into it. We've got more topics to get to. I got hoops to dive into. Somebody said something that made me just kind of roll my eyes. I said something that made a lot of people roll their eyes.
Ooh.
I'm public enemy number one in Blazer World right now.
Are you really? Welcome to the club. It feels nice, doesn't it? Water's warm. Come swim in this pool with me.
No context allowed on Twitter, and you say something, it means you're giving a take on something at all times.
I just love ridiculous. My favorite fan is the fan who can't take any sort of criticism of their team.
It wasn't immediately, even criticism.
Sure, that's the funny part about it. They're that sensitive that any sort of perceived criticism,
simply making an observation, puts you on one side of the fence.
Observation.
Exactly. I mean, you know what you were doing. You know what you're doing there. It's a valid point. Valid point.
It's got to be
different
weird.
Strokes for different folks, as they would say.
You're right. All right.
All right. Softer is better.
Softer is better. I love a big, soft, just fat. Okay. Softer is better. Okay. So,
where are you going?
I sometimes I don't know.
You got to take the ice cream out of the freezer before you eat it. How long do you let it sit on the counter so it gets nice and soft?
Yeah. About 5 minutes.
I go longer than that.
Oh, you want like a milkshake?
Oh, you not quite want a full milkshake. I don't want it fully melted, but I'll give it a good 15 minutes.
You don't want to make an effort in the scoop.
No, I want the easy scoop. I don't want to have to dig. I don't want to pierce the ice.
It's
I want
funny you say that.
Slow scoop.
Somebody did say Sprague would complain about his ice cream getting too cold. And somebody commented, I mean, ice cream way too cold does suck.
Yeah, it's
so
no good. That's not.
You don't want brain freeze.
Kind of a weird thing to say about it.
Like the hard ice cream that you put in your mouth, it's not the same as when it's just a little soft and juicy.
So I've been watching. Not like religiously, but I've been watching a decent amount of this softball tournament.
Yes. Have you? Yeah, I was watching until my team got eliminated.
Look, I love playoff baseball.
Yeah.
I like when my team's good in baseball.
Sure.
The Is softball better?
Softball better than baseball?
They don't have to wear any protective gear, really.
Well, the pitcher's got the face mask.
They got the face mask on.
I love kind of the short little fields that they play on.
Yeah, and a little 200-foot home run fences.
All dirt on the infield.
There's a gal that's the greatest pitcher in that sport. She cannot walk a player. She doesn't know how to. All she knows how to do is throw strikes.
Tried to go with the intentional walk
last
night.
So Texas hit the fourth walk pitch and brought in the winning run.
Two-run single in the bottom of the sixth. They only play seven innings.
They only play 7 hours.
That is true. That's one of the biggest perks because I was watching the Oregon games when they were in, and I'm like, this game, it's already in the
fifth inning.
The game's almost over.
If it's a blowout, it's like after the fifth inning, okay.
I'm just saying,
we know
like,
you're better than that.
If you hit me up and you say, Sprague, are you available? And you give me my two options. We're playing men's fall ball baseball over at the park.
I mean, you can't do that at this age. You can't.
I'm out. Now,
like a wooden bat league at this age, you imagine getting one off the handle, the way it would ring in your hands.
Dude,
it would hurt for a week.
It might be an awful take. I'm watching it, and I'm like, when my baseball team's not good, I think my takeaway is softball is better.
You going to watch some softball? Do they have a women's professional softball league?
They are. ESPN.
I'm not claiming that.
Okay. No. I was just curious.
College World Series.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty big
softball,
deal that Oklahoma lost.
Yeah.
Huge
college
deal.
Softball's great.
Yeah. I got no issues
right,
with it.
Time for one more.
Okay.
Do you follow back?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so Orm's on the show.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday. And got to know him a little bit during the show, off the air, all that stuff.
Delightful man.
Very nice guy. We got a coffee after our Tuesday show. He had to run because he's talking to Willamette's basketball coach. And so we had good conversations. We've been texting a lot. He's been texting me since he's co-hosted with me.
He's now a good friend of the program.
I get a notification because he did one of our pregame videos.
Yes.
I get a notification, I got to follow, so I click the person, and it's a name I don't recognize, but it says Bill Orem follows. So I shoot a screenshot, I say, who is this person? Do you know this person? And he goes, oh yeah, that's my wife.
Oh.
I would say me and Bill Orem are media friends.
Oh.
We're friendly.
Yes.
I've never met his wife.
No.
What's the protocol here? Is it you have to follow back?
So why does the wife go by Bill Orem on Instagram?
No. Bill Orem followed her is what it said.
Oh.
If like, you know, if it, you have a friend that follows somebody, it shows you who that is. So do you follow back?
I got a follow from a Bill Orem, and I followed the Bill Orem back.
Am I following Bill Orem?
Am I following the real
his
Bill Orem?
His wife is using her name. It's a gal.
Okay, got it.
Right? So.
Yeah, I think you follow that back. I think you follow it back.
Yeah.
Mandated or no?
Not mandated, but
kind of awkward if you don't.
It's a little awkward if you don't. That's a little strange. Then it's like, wait, why didn't they follow me back?
Am I going to interact with this person on Instagram?
No, but how many of
and
your followers?
And now is Bill Orem mad that I'm talking to his wife.
How many followers do you interact with?
I
don't interact with that
many
people.
Maybe she's trying to keep tabs on him.
I feel bad. People send me DMs all the time, and I just never...
You are an absolute disaster.
I turned off all my notifications. I don't even get them anymore.
Clearly. We had 8 text messages going on. You didn't respond to one of them.
What are we texting about? What did I miss?
You're the worst. You just are. Loaded second hour. This guy said something, made me roll my eyes, and I guess I'm public enemy number one in Blazerland. We'll get to that hour two on The Fan.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.